Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yeah, hi. This is Cindy Montano. My husband is Tony Montano. We just had Arch Top Fiber installed in our house in Saugerties. And
okay.
He got an email this morning that we have to make our payment within 5 days. Well, I clicked on the link in the email, and it wanted me to put in our username and password, but I don't recall ever setting up an account. And I couldn't see any further down on that link there to create an account or register, but they said our account number was ending in, I think, 237. So I would like to know what to do at this point.
I can reset the password for you. Essentially, what happens is that when you provide us with the email address during sign up, we do notify you that it automatically creates an online portal for you so that you have access to your account, view your invoices, you can make payments, set up your auto pay.
You know what the problem is? I'll tell you what the problem is. I think my husband set it up, and my husband's not very techie, and he doesn't pay attention sometimes to this stuff. Maybe he got all that information in his email, but how do I access that? Now, 'cause I'm the one that pays the bills and do all this stuff online with our accounts. Is there an account set up already, then, you're saying?
Yes, there is. And I can reset the password for you and give you a temporary password for you to log in. And then when you go to My Profile, you can edit your security information.
But, like, will you send that to me in an email? Like, where do I go online? Like, just go to archtopfiber.com and...
Correct. And on the upper right, there's a sign in. And I'm going to provide you with a temporary password over the phone.
Okay. And what's the user ID?
The email address.
So it'll be my husband?
Yeah. Can you confirm the email address that he would have provided, please?
It's tony@amontanoco.com.
Yes, that is exactly the email address that is on here.
So will everything go to his email then?
Yes.
Is there any way to change that to my address or no?
Sure. I mean, I can. What is your email address, please?
It's Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, @amontanoco.com. Same thing as his, but just Cindy.
Okay. So I have switched it to where your login information would be your email address. And then also the temporary password would be temp with a capital T. So the shortened version of temporary.
T-E-M-P. Okay.
Yep.
Capital P. Okay.
Yes. 2024 exclamation point.
Okay. And let me ask you this. Somebody was here to help us with our outdoor cameras, you know, on our home. And he had a login to... He was logging into some, I think my Furbo wasn't working inside my house. I have a Furbo camera for my dog.
Yeah.
And he was trying to fix it. So he needed the password for you guys for, you know, Archtop. And I gave it to him to put in. And he said to me, is there any way you can change this to make it shorter? Because it's really, really long. And he said you could probably have them do that. Is that something you do or you don't do that?
Yeah, we can do that. There's also the way that you can do it on the HomePass app. I don't know if you downloaded the HomePass app yet.
No, I did not. Is it an app for the phone?
Yes, it is an app for your phone.
Okay.
What you're able to do is you are able to change the Wi-Fi password, but the easiest way would be for me to do that. Now, before I go any further, can you please verify the service address, please?
Oh, sure. It's 210. Lighthouse Drive, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Perfect.
Well, I can go on and change my password, I guess. So I just go to my app store and download Archtop Fiber?
No. So you would go to the app store and search for HomePass.
I'm sorry, what was that again? I couldn't hear you.
HomePass, HomePass. I missed a letter there.
That's the app.
Yes.
Okay. HomePass. Okay. All right. I'll try that. I mean, how they tell you how it has to be and everything, but this one's really long. I get it for security.
The only thing is for the Plume account, for the HomePass app, it's going to be with Tony's email. And then I do have a password for you, which would be Archtop and then the phone number.
Oh, no. He doesn't do any of this. I guess because he talked to Chris or somebody. Or something, he must have said, well, he never even told me any of this. My husband, I'm going to tell him. Oh, my God. And he doesn't want to deal with any of this stuff. You know, he sends it all to me. He gets it in an email, and he sends it to me. And I'm like, well, what did you do? He says, I have no idea. He doesn't even know he set up an account. I'm like, ah. He's good with business. Don't get me wrong. He's very smart and does a lot of things, but he doesn't like all this techie stuff. But anyway.
Yeah, that's understandable. So my boyfriend's kind of the same way.
Oh, my God. But, you know, we're in our 70s, so, you know, give us a little bit of break.
My boyfriend is 38, and he doesn't like technology.
my one son's like that, too. He's very basic, doesn't like any of it. So that home pass thing, what do I have to do with that to change that?
I can
just go to it and put in his email account, right? And then...
Yes, but hopefully you would have access to the email because it may send a one-time code to the email.
That's right. Exactly. And he's going to say, what is this? I don't know what this is. Oh, my God. Okay, so what do we have to rectify that lovely situation?
I would have to escalate that unless you just want to be able to have it downloaded onto your phone and that way you have access to it.
Yeah, so...
So when you're near him and it sends the one-time code, definitely have him check the email and give you the code.
Okay.
That would definitely be the best part there as far as that goes. Let me go ahead and take a look here. I just want to make sure everything is correct in the system too.
You know what, though? Once I change that password... I got to go change it on everything on my laptop, my computer. I'm just going to leave it. I don't even care. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be so much work. I got indoor.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to go into that account and change that. And then what about the router? Isn't that something that's got to be changed? Or you guys do that? I don't know.
So the router, we don't need the modem changed at all. That doesn't have to be touched. The router is the one that we would be changing the password to, which you do have access to do that from the HomePass app, which is why I recommended that you get it downloaded. What I can do, though, is I can change it on my end for you, whichever password you want me to put it in. And the only thing is that everything that is currently connected would have to be reconnected with the new password.
You know what? I'm just not even going to bother. I don't feel like going through this myself because I just don't want to deal with it.
I don't blame you.
I'm just going to worry about paying the bill. How much is the bill anyway? I have no idea what the heck the bill is.
It's $79.99 since the auto pay is not set up.
Now, let me ask you, is that per month?
Yes.
But what about all the installation? Is that free?
That's included.
You have to be kidding me. And how many, what do you call that? Is it the speed? What's the number on the speed that we're getting? What are we up to? Are we up to 1,000?
So,
what are we?
The current that you have is 1,000 megabytes per second.
Okay. 79, what is it? 79?
That's $79.99. No taxes or fees on top of that. And the equipment is included.
So, if I do AutoPay, what does that do? Anything?
It brings it down by $10. If you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing with your checking account.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you do that, you don't do that with a credit card. You just do it with.
If you do it with a credit or debit card, it would give you a discount still, but it would only be a $5 discount. So it would bring it down to $74.99 instead of
$69.99. Hmm. Okay. So it'd be $69.99.
Yes, okay, so it'd be $69.99, and then still taxes and fees are included. So the auto pay and paperless billing would be valid for, that discount would be valid for 2 years. So, yeah, I mean, it's...
Can you do that online? Do you do that now with me, or...
I can if you'd like me to.
Okay, and then all I have to do is go to... Oh, God, what did I just say?
Archtopfiber.com.
And change my password, set up an account. or something.
Nope, you don't have to set up the account. I gave you the temporary password to log in.
Well, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, you did. I could go in there and change that. That's what I was thinking.
Correct,
okay.
Yes. And you can edit your auto pay settings as well.
Okay, maybe I'll just do that from there. Oh, but I got to pay this in 5 days, right? Okay.
Well, we do recommend that you, let's see when it was installed here.
It was the Tuesday, I think, before Thanksgiving, was it?
Yes, so then that would mean that your current due, the invoice was on the 26th of November. And okay. Your due date is just due by December 11th.
Oh, shit. Today's what?
So today's the 6th. So you have 5 days.
Okay. So I can go online today. I have an appointment at 10 o'clock. I could do it this morning if I get time here, but I'll come home and do it this afternoon. That's fine, right?
Yeah, that's fine. Your first month may still be the $79.99, but the following month, if you set up the auto pay with your checking account, would be $69.99 okay. Once it's active for future bills.
And there's no, like, hard copy coming to my mailbox?
No, it's internet. If you do internet and paperless, meaning internet billing, by logging in, you'll be able to see all your invoices. And you'll still get the emails of notifying you, you know, when it's due or when new invoice is available. But the good thing is that every month, whenever the payment takes out, that it is going to remain that same day every month. So you know it will be coming.
Okay. And the Home Pass app, what does that really, that helps you look at everything that's going on with your system too? Because I had that with Spectrum.
Yes. So essentially what that is that it's a whole home system to where you can create guest passcodes for guests to access your internet. You can label each individual device based on the person's profile. So like if you have devices that are specifically your spouse's or devices that are specifically yours, those are also categorizable per the person's profile. You can also freeze devices, meaning prevent them from accessing the internet.
Okay.
So that's great for me who has a 13-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old son who likes to misbehave.
Uh-huh.
But,
I have two boys. You're good.
Oh, yeah. I've got two boys and a girl. So.
Yeah. Wait till they get older.
Believe me, my 13-year-old acts like she's 18 already.
They say, who took my kid? And some aliens came down and I don't recognize my kid anymore.
Right.
They do come back eventually.
Yeah, no, the worst part about it is that my 13-year-old acts exactly like me, which is kind of scary.
Uh-oh, Mom.
She's a little bit worse. She's definitely immature, but...
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's definitely an interesting situation. I'm like, I don't think I was ever this bad when I was your age, but then again, back then, we were pretty relaxed with the whole safety issues.
Yeah.
I used to walk around Manhattan at the age of 11, not having a care in the world.
Oh, could you imagine doing that today? Yeah.
Absolutely not.
You can't even do that in rural areas anymore.
I know.
I used to have my dog carriage and go visit all the neighbors. And my mother knew I was in the neighborhood somewhere, but she didn't worry about me.
Yeah, exactly. We were like sent outside and told not to come back inside till it was dark.
No, lights come on. You get home.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
And we did drink from a hose and we didn't die.
Correct.
I didn't wear knee pads when I was doing sports, you know, at home or on my bicycle. I mean, I don't know. I mean, survived off the monkey bars and. Now it's like, oh, my God, you can't do that. Oh, my God.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of insane at this point. You know, it's just like.
It's sad. It's the way of the world. What are you going to do? But listen, this Home Pass app.
Yes.
I'd like to have it on my phone, but is that going to be a major thing to change, you're saying? Or what should I do with that, you think?
No, I mean, you don't have to go into it if you don't want to. It just gives you, it's just an extra tool to. you know, secure your Wi-Fi, just see who's home. Like if your spouse's mobile is like attached to his profile on the HomePass app, then you would also mm-hmm. know, you know, when he's home, as soon as the cell phone connects to the Wi-Fi, you know. So, I mean, it's cool, but I mean, especially yeah, if it's just you and your spouse and you don't really do much with the internet, then, I mean, it's not a huge deal.
Yeah, I don't think, you know.
I mean, really, the main tool is to change the Wi-Fi password. But again, if you change the Wi-Fi password, you have to reconnect all the connected devices.
No, I'm not doing that because I don't have any problems. I just can't take on anymore. This month has been crazy with all this stuff going on in the house.
I don't blame you. Yeah.
Heating problems, camera problems.
Oh, no.
But anyway.
That's usually how it goes, and it always happens around the holidays, unfortunately.
It does. It's more stress than you can imagine. It's like, do I need this? No.
But just think about it this way. Once you get over it, at that point, you're stronger for it. So.
Now, on your end, do you – I know somebody told me, but I looked at it, and I said, this is – I think it was the camera guy that came here the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He said there's a thing you can look at online, speedtest.net.
Yes.
To see how fast your thing. Well, you know, I did that, and it was, like, weird. My thing at one time read 300 and something, then it read 400 and something, but it was never up to 500 or more.
Interesting. Let me just take a look at that real quick, because I can run a speed test right now. It also depends on how far away you are from the router, and then.
Okay. I was right. He got a higher amount, maybe, I don't know, yeah.
It really depends on the device. That's the thing. Right. So, like, oftentimes cell phones, it will test your speed and you will get the accurate speed. But I'm doing a speed test right now from the primary router.
Okay. I'm just curious what you would get.
It depends on which one you're connected to. Because if you're connected to the living room one, it really depends on where you are.
Okay.
So if you're connected to the main, you should be receiving 1,030 approximately for the download.
Because there's one upstairs in by my main entrance here, and then there's one downstairs by electrical panels, that you're saying? That's the main one?
Whichever one is labeled as living room
is
going to have the slower speed. So I just ran a speed test just now on the main one. The one where it was initially hooked up, and then you have, like, the secondary that is somewhere else in the house, and it's labeled as living room. The main one is at 1,030 megabytes per second, and the upload is at 1,052.4 megabytes per second.
So that thing's not accurate, then. I mean, how do I get a reading? What do I have to do? Is that accurate? That's speedtest.net?
Speedtest.net, yes. You can definitely do that. You can also test your speeds through the HomePass app. That's the other thing.
Oh,
I'm doing one right now just to see what the living room is at.
Okay. I'm just curious. I know he said it would be better when the electrician comes and puts in a different cable. We have a Cat 5 cable, but he said to get 6 or higher.
Yes, absolutely.
Much better, yeah.
And actually, the Cat 6s are fairly decent. I just got a couple from Best Buy for like 10, 15 bucks. And they were like the 100-foot. I mean, that was also a Black Friday sale, I think. But right now, your living room is sitting at 722.11 megabytes per second download and 609.12 megabytes per second upload, which is actually a lot better than what most extenders do. Typically, it cuts it in half. So the fact that you're getting a 722 download speed is actually really good, and that's above the
download upload. What download?
So download is like, say, for example, your friend sends you an email with a video, and it's a very large file. So it's like, I don't know, we'll say it's 300 megabytes per second, and you're saving that to your phone. The amount of time that it takes to save that is going to be what your download is. The amount of time that it takes for you to send a video or upload a video, like say to Facebook or something like that, is what the upload speed matters for. That's in simplest terms.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of, I'm like, download, I kind of know, but I don't know.
So upload is when you're sending, like, large files or photos or videos, things like that. Download is when you're receiving. So like you're saving it to your phone or you're saving it to your computer or you're downloading a new program. That would be where your download speed matters.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Thank you.
So yeah, of
course. Or can you take payment now?
I can. Absolutely. Did you want me to set up the auto pay?
Well, I was going to just give you a credit card now, but you don't do that, right?
I mean, we can. We can definitely do that.
But I don't want to do that, you know, for the future. I want to do to my account.
Do you have access to the account? Because we could just do it that way.
Do I have what now?
I was saying, do you have the access to the account? All I would need is routing number and account number.
Yeah, I do, but I don't know. I gotta talk to my husband.
Talk to him. Find out how you want to do it. If you want to get the bill down to $69.99 a month, and you know, get that extra savings.
Definitely. All right, or I can just do it myself because the first one's going to be $79.99 anyway, right?
Yes, the first one is going to be $79.99, and then all future bills. Once your auto pay settings are set up, then at that point you will have it as the $69.99.
That's what I would ask you. Like, if I could pay you with a credit card now and then go set up for the
future. I could do it either way.
But then that won't affect me doing the auto pay, right? It won't cancel that out for the next one, will it? No,
it won't.
Because I figure, you know, I just want to make sure the bill gets paid. I don't want to get any extra fees.
Yeah, of course. So we can definitely do a single payment, a one-time payment with a credit card to cover the $79.99 that's currently due. And then when you have a chance later on, when you have access to your bank account, such as a routing number and account number, or some people use checkbooks to see their routing and account number, you can either go online or give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to set it up for you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go do that temporary password thing, and then I'll set up our account with my
name. Absolutely.
All right, so here it's a Visa card.
Okay.
And the number is 4147-0992.
Wait, hold on. 41. Start over. Okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right. 4147.
Yep.
0992. 7120. And then 4685.
Okay. The three digit?
The 049. And expiration is 828.
Okay, perfect.
And it's under Cynthia Montano.
Okay. Is there an initial?
No initial on this one.
And it's, how do I spell Cynthia? Is it C-I or C-Y?
It's C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Yeah.
Okay. Is there a middle initial? I know I just asked that, but
No.
Okay. All right.
Are you in the Kingston office? Is that where you are?
Yep.
Oh,
we are.
Cool. Whereabouts in Kingston are you located?
So we're on Enterprise Drive.
Oh, okay.
And do you authorize this one-time payment?
Yes, I do.
All right, perfect.
Okay, and then I'll just go do that today.
I do have a receipt. It will get sent to your spouse's email. just so you know.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Let me give you the receipt number if you want it, though.
Oh, yeah, let me write that down. Hold on, let me get a piece.
I mean, it's also going to be in the email, but just in case.
Well, he might, you know, he'll probably send it to me, but go ahead.
Yes. It's 200.
200. Okay.
181.
181. Okay.
360.
Okay.
662.
You know, I want to know, is there a person that just comes up with these numbers? Is that their job?
No, it's legitimately automated.
So automated. Yeah, I was going to say, he's not like to have that job. That's
it it goes based off of who makes what payment, and it only goes up from there.
Oh, my God. Too funny. All right. Well, I thank you, and I will put in that TEMP with a capital T and 2024 exclamation on the on my email, and then it'll ask me if I can change it, and I'll change it to something else.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just going to leave the other.
And that way you can also edit all the other things on the account as well. But that way, whatever you want to change, you can change, and you have full control.
Okay. I will. At this point, I don't want to change anything except this. I'm so tired of change this past couple of weeks. I'm like, give me a break.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all. I definitely don't blame you.
So much at work all the time, and then I come home and got to deal with the same stuff, and I'm like, oh, I know it's the way of the world, but you get tired after a while.
You do. You definitely do. It's just like it never ends.
You get burned out, you know?
Like, you definitely do. Yeah, absolutely.
But I must say, it's very pleasant talking to someone that is very personable and customer friendly because we're in business many, many years, and customer service is very important.
Oh, absolutely. And that's how I always feel about it. Like, for me personally, I just want to help people however I can. So I mean, that's just the way that I am.
and you know, sometimes people get very irate and they get nasty, and that's not fair to you either. I mean, it's not your fault.
I mean, I've dealt with it my entire life, so I mean, I used to work for Best Buy in Kingston, so imagine the irate customers.
I tell you what, I miss Best Buy in Kingston.
I do too. They were like a huge family, and then I will tell you the reason they closed was a corporate decision because they could not find a new location. The mall was refusing to repair the leaky roofs. We had to cover our electronics, move our electronics. And I'm sure that you remember seeing those little bins all around. But those were catching the water, especially after the winter.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, so the mall was refusing. And then they just wanted – it was. They wanted to raise the rent. Yep. So they were searching for another location, but unfortunately the other locations that they had found were one had asbestos and the other one was completely out of the way and not a decent centralized location. So
bad.
We were top of our district. We were number one, store 518.
Oh, my God. Everybody went to Best Buy. It was amazing. It was fun to go there.
I know. And now everybody has to go to Poughkeepsie or Albany.
And I don't go to Poughkeepsie. I don't even want to go there. I don't do that. And I'm so mad.
I know.
You could look at stuff, touch it, you know, decide what you wanted for Christmas. Or
And plus everybody that worked there was phenomenal. Like, we were all just like one big giant family.
I mean, it was incredible. I loved it. I loved the fact the movies, the different video games for my kids when they were young. I mean,
they stopped selling movies for the most part, by the way, since everybody's streaming.
I know, which really kind of sucks too sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it, you know. But anyway, I got to have a hard copy in front of me sometimes, especially a book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Me too. I'm the same way. Like, I like reading, on ebooks and everything, but personally, I mean, it's kind of nice having the old school page turning.
I know. It's very difficult for older people like me, especially but you know, I get it. It's the way of the world.
My mom was obsessed with Kindle, though. She read everything on the Kindle.
Wow. Good
for her. And she was 70. She would be 79 right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
She passed.
Yeah, she did in 2020.
Was it COVID?
No, surprisingly not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, she, unfortunately, she took the wrong medication, and she got really drowsy and aspirated her food. So it gave my children a whole new meaning to chew your food. a bit of a joke at this point, because, you know, you never think of, but when they resuscitated her, they the heartbeat was still irregular, so she had a heart attack, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah.
she take it by mistake, or did she like?
She didn't realize that she grabbed the wrong medication. She took her nighttime meds instead of her daytime. So she got drowsy. She was really sleepy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know, I did that one time with Advil PM. I grabbed Advil, and I took Advil PM, and I couldn't figure out what
it's scary. You really have to pay attention which meds you're taking.
And it's when I was younger. I mean, it was in my cabinet. I just grabbed it fast. I didn't pay attention. I'll tell you what. I thought I was having some kind of seizure or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So as long as people, you know, just pay attention and, you know, but she was just great. She was still very young at heart. She was 75.
My mom died at 76, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. And I, you know, I'm 70 now, and I'm thinking, oh boy, do I only have more 6 or 4 years left? It's kind of
No. See, you're only as young as you feel that you are, as you think that you are, and you will persevere as long as you have that positive mindset.
But I'll just tell you this: what happens when you get our age? My husband's 71. You know, your brain is functioning at a younger level, somewhat. You think you can do the things you used to do, but your body can't.
Yeah.
And then you get yourself in trouble because you do stupid stuff sometimes. You know what I mean?
Well, like, speaking of the Best Buy area, I did meet a gentleman who was at the time, this was like back in like 2019, 2018. He was at that time, I think he was 82.
Wow.
And he was fit as a fiddle. I mean, he had muscles. Like,
wow.
He looked like he was in his early 50s. And he was 80 or 90.
Right?
He was in his late years. He even showed me his ID to prove it. Like, it was just insanity.
Wow. What did he do? Work out?
He worked out a lot. He kept himself very occupied with his mind. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's what that's
thinking.
Oh, man.
That's why I have that saying of, like, you're only as young as you think you are, because if you really work at it, you can achieve basically anything. Of course, don't injure yourself, but there are ways that you can stay fit and active and stay healthy regardless.
Very true. Very, very true. Yep. And so, it's all a mindset, and it's also
– it is.
A lot of people have good genes, you know. but that COVID did a number on everybody, I think.
Yes, absolutely. I should have been on the ventilator. So I was pregnant with my youngest. Yeah, that was not fun. I was sick for almost 3 months.
Yeah. It's awful.
They thought I had walking pneumonia. It wasn't.
No. And a guy at work that works for us, his young wife, she had that long-term COVID.
Yep.
And she was on TV in the city. They were, you know, studying all these people that had it. And they, when she first had it happen to her, they thought over in the hospital here, over in the Cross River, that she was taking drugs. And her husband looked at the doctor and said, listen, my wife does not take any drugs. This is nothing to do with overdosing or drug taking. But he was so livid, he went to the city. And that's what she had, long-term COVID. Because they thought she was nuts, she was this, she was that.
That's crazy.
Like,
well, I mean, nobody understood it anyway back then. It took a while for people to understand.
Yeah, but they can accuse your wife of being a drug addict?
They'll quick, especially if they don't know of something that exists. Like, it just, That's the problem with the unknowns.
What's your first name?
CJ.
CJ? Well, listen, I got to get my butt moving. I have to go to
an appointment. No worries.
But thank you so much for listening to me. And
of course,
you know. And in that email, I feel so stupid after I sent the email that I couldn't do this, couldn't do that, and send me the numbers right in the email. I didn't even see it. I felt so stupid afterwards. I said, "Oh my god."
Oh no.
I said, "The number's right here, you idiot." Oh my god.
No worries.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much because it really helped me with a lot of things here, and I'm going to move forward and. Have a very nice holiday.
Yeah, you as well. And I really do hope that you have a fantastic holiday season and a Merry Christmas and, you know, that you celebrate lots of time with the family because family comes first.
Oh, yeah, I got 4 grandkids. We do, you know. I got one granddaughter, though. I had two brothers, two sons, and I got three grandsons, and now I got one granddaughter. Yay! Oh, my God. But anyway. All right. Well, you take care, and thank you so much. I appreciate all your help.
Today. Of course. Anytime, Cindy. And all right. I thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your weekend, actually.
Yes, you too. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Take care.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.